Hey, nerds and nerdettes, welcome back. I'm your host, Rudy Vella, and with me, as always...
Juan Guerra. Oh, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it this time.
Okay, Cole Westerhoff.
And we are Not Your Average Nerds, and this is the podcast where we talk about all things nerdy. And this week, last week, all of us nerds celebrated the 15th year anniversary of The Walking Dead. And comic shops from all around were doing all these different, I guess, giveaways and special releases of issues. And I was lucky enough to pick up issue one, the 15th year anniversary edition and everything. And haven't looked at it or anything. I just know it's in a black poly mailer and everything, or poly bag. So with the 15th year of Walking Dead, we figured we'd take this time to talk about zombies. Considering it's October, and that just happened.
Hell yeah.
Schmocktober.
I'm talking about. October.
But yeah, Cole recently today on our group chat just told me and Juan that he's not too big into zombies. I know I thought
we were going to talk about like movies or something, but if we're going to talk about scenarios, I'm good with that. Like,
oh, okay.
It'd be all right. I played enough I played that...
Call of Duty?
Yeah, I played Call of Duty. Guns on the wall. It's easy, bro.
There's nothing wrong with that. That game was fun for its time.
I'm not saying that was bad or anything. It's actually really good. Like, I always wanted Left 4 Dead to kind of have that element, like a building element.
State of Decay.
State
of Decay.
Is it like Left 4 Dead, though?
Yeah.
Really?
No, it's not like Left 4 Dead.
Well, I mean, there's not that many zombies, but... That's the closest to like survival you're gonna get.
What about actually Fortnite? Because I've never actually played Fortnite.
Fortnite's zombie mode is lame.
Is that
their story mode, right?
I don't know. I've never fucked with Fortnite outside of Battle Royale, so
<Me neither. laughs>
I'm not a good source for that.
That's one of the things that like with zombies for when Call of Duty first introduced the zombie mode. I was like, oh my God, this is dope. This is, you know, this is what I want. And then I don't know if Left 4 Dead came out before or after that, but then Left 4 Dead was like the biggest shit for me, zombie wise. Was, oh man, I love this game because there wasn't too much to like, oh, you got to go here and you got to find this and you got to do all that shit. No, it's just you got to survive and make it from point A to point B. You could do it however you want, you know, the fastest way you want. It wasn't like open world or anything. Still cool that you had the objective to just survive, and all you had to do was like blast your way through zombies to get there. You do it with like four people, the co-op part of it. All right, the cat's in here. But yeah, no, that's why I like that game, Trevor versus, you know, Call of Duty. Not like it's bad.
Are you saying that's what got you into zombies? Is Call of Duty?
Call of Duty, and then Left 4 Dead is not exactly what got me into zombies, but as far as like the zombie game genre, yeah. Sure, like those are the games that kind of stick out to me. Like, oh, this game is the shit.
What was the first Call of Duty that had zombies? Was that World War One?
Black Ops.
See, I stopped playing after that, so my first introduction to zombies was really The Walking Dead. And I used to watch that shit, like, religiously up until the prison scenes, or like that's it, like lasted for three seasons.
The Walking Dead show was the first time you were like,
well, like I got into zombies. Like, all right, like this is cool. Not something like playing a Call of Duty match, but I never did that shit.
So George Romero means nothing to you?
No.
Oh my God.
No, really?
No, I'm being honest though.
So you never seen Night of the Living Dead,
Dawn of the Dead,
I know about them because I'm
Send
a film
more
fan.
Paramedics.
Land of the Dead.
No. None.
I ain't never done baby. No, nothing.
None.
Wow, all right, that's what's up. Okay.
That's depressing.
It is a little depressing.
I don't know.
Wait, so have you never seen any of those movies?
No, not those movies.
What, Tyrese? Is Tyrese in one of them? No, it's not Tyrese. It's that Malik guy, isn't it?
Oh, he was in Zack Snyder's Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
That was a
Zack Snyder movie?
Yeah, that's Zack Snyder.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely different than 300, because 300 is like the first movie that I remember... Like, oh, Zack Snyder and the slow motion, everything type of thing. And then he did Watchmen too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
actually, fact check that. I, I want to say it was Zack Snyder.
I think so.
I'll fact check right now.
But yeah, I'm curious if I'm right. But yeah, now that you say that, but I'm pretty sure that was one of his first big movies.
Yeah, just growing up, zombies never piqued my interest. Really, I don't know. Maybe some video games, I guess too. I think a very very old video game I used to play on PlayStation 1 with my cousin. It was kind of like a top scroller, and it was like mazes and shit, and it was like two player. You'd go through the maze, and you'd have to like work together, and all these enemies would come attack you. And I think some of them were zombies, but I think that scared the shit out of me. This guy was like, "Nah, fuck!" I'd like run away,
mm-hmm.
And I'm not into things that scare me, man.
Yeah, yeah, for real, bro. You should see this guy when Chala tries to bite his toes.
Oh, it's no, she knows now. She knows.
I mean,
no, she's not trained with people, but she's good, like with me.
What'd you do? Like slap the hell out of her and say, "Yeah, you know."
No,
now.
You grab her snout. You just hold it for a minute, like, nah.
Nah, bitch.
I do miss that puppy, I'm not gonna lie.
I almost brought her. Almost.
Is she
I'll bring
big?
Her next week. What?
Is she getting big?
Yeah, I'll bring her next week.
Potty train?
Yeah, she's yeah.
Motherfucker. How's that?
All right, but yeah, back on topic. I know my brother and I, we were kind of dropped into the whole zombie pool a long time ago. Back before any of us could throw or pick up a baseball. But we grew up with George Romero. We grew up with Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead,
and Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, Shaun of the Dead.
Well, yeah, I've seen Shaun of the Dead.
But yeah, realistically, I guess Cole, your choice would probably be The Walking Dead. But I was gonna ask, like, what's everyone's top pick for a live action zombie? Whether it's a movie or a
what do
TV
you mean?
Show.
Like favorite?
Yeah, like if you had to pick a favorite movie or TV show that starred zombies, what would it be?
Oh, that's kind
of
tough to
us.
Do, though. That's a video game.
Yeah, that's a video game. We'll get on to
are
that.
Are we doing
we'll
video games, too?
No, I'm just saying. That's why I said live action.
That's fine.
What? Yeah, I did say live action. No, but we won't count that. But, yeah, no, movie... series.
All right, go ahead, Cole. Are you just gonna you know what, Cole? No.
No, you go
first,
because
I will go first.
I gotta think about it.
As far as it's hard to just place a movie against a TV show series, because the TV show series, like we've said before, carries a lot more weight with it because it's so much more diverse.
Yeah. Well, here, how about this? Since let's go movie wise.
Okay, that's better.
I tossed that in because Cole, like, he hasn't watched
a lot of them,
but really, I mean, realistically, what else is out there besides The Walking Dead with TV shows?
As far as zombies go?
Yeah.
I guess the other Walking Dead, there's the second one. What's the other one? Fear of the Walking Dead?
Yeah, Fear of the Walking Dead.
Yeah, that's the other thing, but as far as other...
Sci-Fi's got a ton of them.
Sci-Fi's got zombie shows?
Yeah, Z Nation and all that shit.
They had Z Nation, and then they had like one that was like a Walking Dead.
That ship seemed cheap to me.
If you go like
it
this,
was, though. That's what it was.
If you were to ask the question, what's your favorite TV show, zombie TV show? I mean, you can't say...
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
You can't say anything but...
movies, goddammit.
Yeah, so movies. If I'm going with movies, I have to go with the movie that I've watched the most, and it was Dawn of the Dead, the original one.
I was down with the sickness. He was all about the
remake. I fucking hate that part of the movie. That shit's so annoying. Anyways, but yeah, the first original Dawn of the Dead, and I still don't even think they did the second one right. I don't know. The technology wasn't good enough. I don't even mean CGI. I mean like the actual technology during the 2004 period wasn't enough for me to be like, hell yeah, I want to be stuck in a mall. Because like when I first seen the old one, that was the whole. I don't know, luster of the movie was that you were stuck in a mall during an apocalypse, right? So you could literally grab whatever you wanted. Everything was yours because they overtake the mall and they take back what the zombies, you know,
oh,
leftover
shit.
Zombies that are there.
That might be my first experience. Like, you're talking about the mall, Dead Rising?
It's similar to that, but no.
But no,
not,
like that, yeah, sorry.
But not actually Dead Rising. It's Dead Rising took... That from a movie.
Took the inspiration, yeah.
Yeah. But no, so Dawn of the Dead for me, that was just my first experience with zombies that I was like, oh, this is the shit. Like, that whole beginning sequence when everybody's figuring out that the dead are coming back to life and everybody's freaking out and they're showing different, like, things where, like, these SWAT teams are going into these project buildings and they're, you know, basically killing people because they're trying to contain the situation, but they don't know what the hell's going on. And then these two guys that are on the SWAT team, they decide to leave. They're like, all right, man, we can't, you know, there's nothing that we can do about this. Let's go, you know, go wherever we can. And they find a mall and they hold down at a mall. They meet up with some other people and, you know, stuff like that happens. I don't want to ruin the movie, but that's my favorite movie.
I will say I really enjoyed that one too, more so than the remake, because that aspect that you were talking about, the cops,
mm-hmm.
I liked seeing it. It almost made more of a, I guess, a sense of fear and urgency, because it showed these two guys who are well trained and they were just like, yeah, we got to give up on this and just hide out.
Yeah.
Instead of just civilians freaking out. I mean, hell, people freak out for anything.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I like that aspect of the movie, too, and everything. But, Cole, what about you movie-wise? What do you remember?
We interrupt this program. This is a national emergency. Important instructions will follow.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the episode. Sorry about that, we had some technical difficulties. Took us about, what?
2 hours.
Maybe
took
2 hours.
Two hours, we've been done since 10.
Yeah, it took us quite a while to get things switched back up. Something happened when we tried to do the phone call segment. And,
I blame Sana.
Yeah, we blame Sana. You've broken my phone.
You've broken my camera.
You waste all our film.
For real.
But, yeah, no, we got everything fixed up now. If the audio sounds a little bit different, it's because
it's gonna be. That's why.
Yeah, it's pretty much gonna be. We don't know really what happened. Okay,
so what I was trying to do after that phone call came in is that we had thought initially that our mics were all synced up to the Facebook Messenger. We thought everybody could hear all three of the mics that were system. And apparently that's not the case. Cassandra couldn't hear us last week, but we thought it was just maybe a bad connection or just the audio was low. But it turns out that only one mic at a time can be hooked up to the messenger.
One star.
And we didn't know that. We didn't know that at the time. So like when we were doing it this time with Chino and he was saying that he couldn't hear anybody, then I wanted to try to figure out what was going on with the settings. So when Sana called in the second time and she was just... nobody could really get through to her. She said the audio was low.
Fucked up our stuff.
I went through and I went to the settings and I tried to switch the mics out for the outputs. And I don't know if that was the issue or something else happened. But when that happened, our volumes changed, like our levels and our volumes changed. And it messed with a lot of the settings that we had in the OBS system. So we have these filters on for thresholds and it was messing with those. Like it wouldn't. Our mics were shutting down early. It was cutting us off. Our levels were like maybe a third of what they used to be, so you couldn't really hear anything. So then we had to figure out what was going on with that, and we figured out that it was something to do inside the microphone level settings, so I had to go through and change that. And then after we did that, we were trying to figure out how we could connect all three microphones to the Facebook messengers. We didn't have to do really shoddy one mic setup, because that if we did it like that, it was going to be really shitty. The volumes would have been really low and it still would have been a problem. We ended up fixing it. We found a link to a, what is it called, a virtual
porn hub.
It's a audio of, what is it, virtual audio cable.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And it runs all the mics into one port, essentially like one digital port. So this way, while we talk through Facebook, instead of it picking up one singular microphone as the main mic, it's going to pick up one audio line, which has all of us in there. So it's kind of just like a pretty simple hack for it.
Yeah, confusing the computer, actually, like, tricking it, making it think that everything is one line.
Yeah, stupid fuck.
Yeah, so that fixed it. The only thing that's going to be different now between our previous audio to this audio, it actually cleaned up the echoing a little bit now that the settings are a little bit messed with. The downfall of it is that it's not as, it's a little boxy now, I guess. I think boxy and not as clean as it was beforehand. But I think it'll still be okay. You're not gonna die.
Clean.
If we were doing how it was sounding, you guys would be losing a lot of people right now.
Yeah. But hopefully this is something that we can work on, I guess fix time goes on. But I think this finding that digital audio cable is the best for what we plan on doing. And we had some difficulties trying to pull people in for like phone calls, and I think that kind of, I guess it bogs down the episode as well, because we try to do like go live to get people attracted into like, hey, they're taking phone calls in right now. So I think the way we're going to do it now is Tuesday, because we record on Wednesdays, release on Thursdays. I think Tuesdays now we're going to make a listing, like just say, hey, we're talking, or these are the questions we're going to talk about with fans tomorrow. Are you interested in being on the call list? And from there, we'll just tell everybody we'll probably be calling you around 9 or so, and we'll just take down certain people who are like, oh, that'd be cool. I want to be on the list. And we'll just call them from there. So this way we don't have to wait for people to call in to us, and then like we'll be talking about one thing, and then boom, we got to drop into another subject. So it was a bit of a pain in the ass having all the difficulties, like, and having to stop the episode and everything like that. But all in all, it kind of helped to, like, it's benefiting the podcast. So we got everything figured out. We came up with some solutions and some new ideas. And I think the phone call portion of this will run a lot smoother now.
Yeah.
So if you're listening and you think you might want to talk some topics with us and everything, make sure to pay attention to the page on Tuesdays, and we'll go from there.
All right.
All right, so with that being said, our very first caller with this format is actually going to be one of the OG members of the crew, the main man himself, Chino. So we're going to give him a call right now and talk some zombie shit with him.
Damn, that's loud.
I know, for real.
Hello.
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 Ew.
All right, so you can hear us all now?
I think so.
Hello?
Is that Juan? Was that Juan?
That was me.
Cool, say something.
All right.
Wait.
What's up, Chino?
I hear Rudy. What's up, Cole?
Yeah.
Cole right, World.
So, yeah, it's all working now. There we what's go. What's really good?
How's all right, sound? That's what's up. I'm all just laying down and shit, you know?
Talk to a sexy leg.
Watching the Suns and the Mavericks.
The Suns. Are they winning?
Yeah, right now they are.
I can't believe it.
I'm just checking out the
Parker,
rookies.
Or Barker, whatever's the Booker.
Hey, did you watch that? I was watching. Actually, I asked Cole if LeBron played yet, like a real game.
No.
No, they play tomorrow night on TNT.
Who they play?
So, they play Portland.
Okay.
So I'll be all over it. So yeah, no, it's cool, man. I love basketball, so obviously, like, I've been in heaven, and right now, League Pass is free, so...
What, League Pass is free?
Yeah, bro, League Pass is free for like
long?
A week, I think.
Oh,
I think for this week or the next 2 weeks or something like that,
fuck.
So I think I was...
Just
yeah,
busted.
Like me and...
I did.
Like me and JP were texting each other. He was texting me games about something going on. I'm like, oh, fuck, you watching this and shit? And I was like, oh, shit, that's right. So, yeah, just kind of bouncing around, like NBA night.
You watch that Boston game?
Yeah, I did watch that Boston game last night. So.
Kind of weak.
Yeah, it was a little boring and shit after a while. The Pelicans tore it up tonight, though.
I know, I saw that. That shit's
against
crazy.
Against Houston and shit. AD, man, I'm telling you, bro. Fucking, it's going to be MVP this year and shit.
That's
calling
what
it down.
That's what they're saying.
That's That's what I'm saying. No, it's a shit, dude. Anyway, so what's up? What's up, guys?
People feel when they hear about nerds talking about comic books. I don't know about any of these fucking characters.
This just happens to be my shit. Yeah, I love basketball and I love comics. I mean, that was like back in the day, man. I used to walk to the Minimart and get a pack of Ninja Turtle cards and a pack of NBA hoops and shit. That's how it went down, man. That was like religiously. And then the Marvel cards came out, and that was, ooh, man, those Marvel cards are off the chain and shit, man.
Fucking hype.
Oh, my God, especially, like, the second series. The first series was just cool. Like, you were just happy to see something. But when that second series came out, you know, they get, you know, now you get the powers. Like, you know, they broke it down into, like, intelligence, strength, stamina, agility. So just, like, just gave you, like, that. You know, like, oh, wow, this guy is the shit, you know, or like, you know, damn, my guy, my favorite character is, he's not that strong and shit. So, really ain't shit. But, hey,
let's, I want to go through these with Chino. I don't want to go down the line. All right, so we got all these questions from Thaddeus, right?
Wait, are you going to ask him all those?
Not all of them, but I want to go through some of them. All right,
talk dad, my old coworker.
Yeah, you ready? I'm
daddy,
gonna.
Daddy, daddy. So,
I'm gonna.
Well, no, I just wanted to reiterate. Okay. So, Chino, so this episode we were talking about zombies. Of course, it's October.
Yes, sir.
Halloween's coming up, so we just wanted to go over some zombie things. We haven't answered these personally yet, but Juan said, he wants to get your input on what you would do.
Okay.
Yeah. So, let's. What's up?
Zombie outbreak. Would you try to save anyone?
On a zombie outbreak?
Yeah, in a zombie outbreak. Would you try to save anyone or would you go lone wolf? Besides your kids, you know, obviously your kids.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think we know the same.
I was going to say, like, if you took your family out of the equation.
Yeah, take
like,
your family out of the equation.
Let's just say all your friends and loved ones are done.
Like, yeah, like if you saw somebody you didn't really know in a bind, would you go out of your way? Like, if there was a percentage that you could help them.
You better be honest, Gino. Don't bullshit.
You know what? I'm probably going to go help him, dude.
I agree with that.
Nah.
Gino feels...
Yeah,
I
don't want to be alone.
He's the helpful guy.
Strength of numbers.
Does it make a difference if it's a woman?
Huh?
Does it make it a difference if it's a woman versus a man in trouble?
Man, I'm gonna say no, but yeah.
Yeah, all right.
For obvious reasons.
So two wives are better than one.
I know shit's over, but I still gotta live. You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna pop
the sun still
ass.
Comes up, right? just like this wood. No, dude. Honestly, man, you say who you can't. I would imagine at that moment you're kind of in like survival mode. So I think you say who you can, what you can, strength in numbers. I mean, obviously it doesn't matter if it's opposite sex or not. I don't think it matters and shit at that point. I mean, everything's gone to shit, I would imagine.
Yeah. All right. Wait, what about this? If in that scenario, let's say you're low on food rations yourself,
okay.
That change your decision?
Because
bringing in somebody else means that you have half the food that you would have had already.
You know, it depends because, like, if you're stuck somewhere
mm-hmm.
and there is no food around, then yeah, you know, I think I would still help because you have to just figure it out. Out of just being, like, an overall human being, I think you have to. You just can't. Choose to be I mean I guess you could, but I'd have a hard time seeing myself just choosing to be alone, like, you know what I mean, like,
yeah,
you know you're gonna
Gino.
Die anyway, like, it's either it's I don't know, man. I mean, I don't want to die alone.
Let's die together.
Real serious.
Yeah, you know, like, what would you guys do?
Rudy, would you save somebody?
I guess my history shows that I would. Most of the fights that I've been into, like street fights or anything like that, it's always been helping somebody else. So, I think it would be safe to say that I would be somebody that would intervene.
What about you, Cole, or Juan? Are you out right, here Cole. Saying
I
fuck
would,
it? It's all about me.
Cole said fuck no like five times.
I'd say fuck no, because I'd be like Patrick. I'd be like, and now I'm gonna storm. You know,
like, Cole, you didn't know.
He needs some milk.
No. Nah, yeah, fuck the other person though, because you never know what they're gonna do to you.
Damn, yeah, you already think about that.
It's crazy to think about that too, because you think about some of those things too, and it's like, you know, people are messed up, man. Like, so, like, could you find yourself in a situation, man, where you're just with a real piece of garbage of a human
never know,
and shit,
you never
dude.
Know, too.
Like,
those two people that are fucking doing that shit, maybe they're in cahoots together and, like, trying to get you.
What two people? Now there's two
people.
We're
talking about zombies, dude. We're talking about
so would it be a situation? But would it be a situation like, because I might be more realistic though, like I'm saying, if there's a horde, and it's, I mean, like, damn, like,
yeah, no,
you know what I'm saying? Like, say they're on the fence and they got like a second, you know, like, that could change like my thinking, like, you know, like, you know, when they tell you don't save a drowning, like when somebody's drowning. I don't know why they tell you this, even though it feels like you should jump in there and get them, but they suggest that you don't get them because they're going to drag you down with them.
Yeah.
So would there be a situation where they're surrounded, you have a window, but most likely, yeah, you know, does that survival part of you, like your rationality just towards common sense kick in, you know? So, I mean, that would be – that's an interesting question, I guess. I guess the scenario would change a lot of things.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
All right, so do you stay with your family in Holland or do you flee to another part of the country?
I'm going to flee. I think I need to be around – I think at a moment, if something like that was to go down, like, you got to be around as much as people as possible that are – like, you got to figure it out, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I see it. I don't think I would. I mean, if Holland was a good – Holland's really not a bad spot, considering we're surrounded by water, kind of.
Like, right.
But, I mean, yeah, man, that's a tough question, you know? Like, I guess if your whole family decided to get together and, you know, create some type of defense or
community.
Something, but – yeah, you know, that's kind of what you would have to do. You would have to, like, create a community of some sort. But it all depends on the outbreak because, you know, we all, like, fantasize about different zombie outbreaks, but every movie has a different kind of outbreak and shit. You know, if it's World War Z, ooh.
Yeah, you're fucked. It's
like, yeah, but if it's, like, the very first, you know, Night of the Living Dead, shit.
I'm running
like,
through
they're
the
not
vision.
Even going to make it. Like, I wouldn't even be worried about it.
If we're talking about them, send more paramedic zombies, though.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, you know, like from Return of the Living Dead?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
More cops. Yeah, you know, that was my first, that was our, you know, like... I don't know, man. I'm hitting Tarman with that baseball bat. So, shit's going down like that. But yeah, you know, that was like the first, to me, that was the first zombie movie that you were just like, oh, shit. Like,
they getting smart.
Yeah, you know, you got old girl walking around all naked and shit. Like, like acting like the queen of zombies and shit. It's like, whoa, where'd you come from? Like,
I got a pretty deep question here. Alright, says, this is the way it's written, too. It says, would you be willing to stab other people in the back if it meant that you and your family / friends could survive a little bit longer?
Fuck yeah.
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 Whoa.
I mean, I think everybody would be in such a crazy mindset that, yeah, it's all about you and yours.
That's what's fucked up about it, though. So if you were willing to say yeah, that means that the person that you're, you know, with is also willing to do the same thing. So that's why it's, like, so hard to trust, you know, anybody.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of, you know, like, definitely Walking Dead and, like, Zombieland is like the perfect example of that, where that's it's true, like yeah. they need each other, but they keep screwing each other. Especially Zombieland, like that's just like an intimate situation where it's like we're in this together, but I'm not with you.
Give me your truck.
So yeah, that'd be tough, man. Like obviously your family's got to come first. The only thing that would get weird is if, you know, I would think like, what if your family member was getting kind of funky? Because they don't know how to handle survival, you know. I guess that would be a tough decision if you knew they were going to put you in a bad place. Like right. That's got to be a tough one, man.
Put them down.
I'll say like this: if it got to the point like on The Walking Dead where Rick's trying to walk out with that blonde and her kids, and that kid's walking yeah. around going, "Mom, no, that kid's getting put down hard." Like,
yeah,
he got his hot mom. Devoured, he got jacked up, like Carl got shot in the eye. Yeah. A lot of shit went down in that one span of 5 minutes of the show. So if it was,
yeah,
if
for
it was
real.
Some
in, real
like that,
in real life, you know, that kid's getting smacked. It's like, shut up. It's just like they're coming and shit. But yeah, no, it's crazy because yeah, like, you know, I think about my little kids, if they're scared of something, like could I get them, would they shut up? You know, or like we all see it in a movie where it's like, be quiet, and the little kid messes it up.
Yeah. So
what
do you do to him?
Some type of noise.
What do you do to him?
I'm probably going to die, dude. Yeah,
yeah. Chokehold, dude. Knock him out.
Yeah. So I heard you guys talking about, like, okay, so when you were saying where'd you go, I said Cabela's, but does it have to be in Holland? Like,
no, it doesn't have to be
in
Holland. You can go wherever you need to.
That's just kind of far, though.
I don't think it's that far, though, dude. Like, it's a 15-minute ride from the highway.
Yeah, but the highway's
going to be packed with everybody else trying to go to Cabela's.
Or trying to leave.
Or just trying to go.
That's true. I mean, Cabela's is only my – the only reason I choose Cabela's, if I had a choice, and because I think about that area, and I also think, okay, so Cabela's has – obviously, it's got guns, it's got bow and arrows, it's got a lot of survival kit, shit, and dried food. But I also got like Target right there. I got Myers. I got places that I guess if you had enough people, you could build some type of operation to make a, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
just kind of make like an army base of some sort. You have buildings there. You got some options. But I mean, if I'm in Holland, man, I mean, I used to say Myers back in the day. I think everybody would say Myers because of guns and food. But
Pedro,
you know, maybe
says,
Menards.
Yeah, that's I was just going to say that. Pedro says Menards. It's got food and supplies there. And I don't really argue with him. I just argue the point that a place that like that – okay, so with like all these places, you get packed with
Menards
people.
Got beds too.
Yeah, it's got stuff. But then when you get all those people in one place and it's like people are panicking, they don't know what the fuck to do, that causes problems, you know? Like usually that's when stuff – you know, people make accidents and like somebody's like, oh, I got to get out, and they fucking break a window and then – your fortification is ruined because one guy couldn't handle it, you know?
The only thing, when I think about Menards, I think about how it's bottlenecked a little bit. It's kind of in its own little space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's a little easier to, like, get people to watch the area. Like, you know, Myers, you kind of got the back of the woods and shit, so you don't know who's creeping from there. But Menards is kind of, like, sitting by itself. So it could be a little easier to secure perimeter, but I mean, yeah, I mean, like I said, we're in the World War Z situation and shit is just off the chain messed up, man. It's, yeah, dude. Who
when
knows,
you go there,
man?
Yeah, do you go?
What's that?
If it's like World War Z where they're running and jumping and fucking stronger than regular humans, where do you go? There's nowhere for you
God,
to go.
Dude. Yeah, I know. You're probably looking for a legit bomb shelter or something. That's to me is a situation where, you know, it's hard to say because World War Z is interesting because if you're sick, then you're good.
Oh, that's
so
true. Yeah.
It's like
inject yourself with the flu and shit.
Yeah. So we just go to the nearest hospital and just start
kissing everybody. Fucking,
you know, it's just don't wash your hands.
Girl you
right. Just out there, just fucking up all the blood samples, just doing whatever, injecting
like,
yourself
lay down.
With it
you
or
gotta
something.
Save the world.
But let here's another weird. This is probably more of a twisted question I got for you guys. If you're in World War Z, and you did have to inject yourself with something, but not knowing how long you had, to get it all situated for vaccination and all that, what would you inject yourself with? Like,
does it have to be like
it's got to be, it's got to be a terminal illness, which is a tough one because you don't, everybody's different. It could take you quick. It could take a while.
What's the,
yo, AIDS. Look at Magic Johnson.
No, he doesn't have full blown AIDS though. He's got
HIV.
He
never had AIDS though. He had HIV, and I don't think he never had
HIV. Oh shit! He's the MVP with the HIV.
Yeah, with the HIV.
I know, right? He's like the only HIV survivor ever. Shit.
He's the MVP with that too.
Damn, man. Like, is there any kind of disease that makes you super strong, but like fucks you up in the end?
Steroids.
It's fucking. It's called crack.
Perfect. I'll take that.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't think there's that disease. I don't think there is a disease that makes you like.
Well, cancer takes time.
I ain't fucking with that either. How about like.
Yeah, you know, I think we would all say probably cancer of some sort.
What about like West Nile? Isn't that terminal?
No.
What?
West Nile? Is. Actually, you know, I just did a study. I didn't do a study. I looked it up. Me and my wife were just having a conversation about this because there's the West Nile. I think there's been some West Nile cases like in Michigan lately.
Actually, in Ottawa.
Like,
there were two.
But the problem with West Nile is that it doesn't kill you necessarily if you treat it right away. And I think people react differently to West Nile, so it's hard to tell, like, how severe it will affect you. Like,
that's
from the way it sounds. It sounds like it sucks, because it sounds like you have to ride it out almost. So it's like you always have to take really good care of yourself.
What are the symptoms of West Nile?
Fever, like there's no initial like.
Yo, what the fuck?
You can have it for. You can have it for weeks before it kicks in.
I don't know. Well, I want to know whether or not I had to inject myself with West Nile. Like, I didn't want to choose cancer or shit, so I figured West Nile would be a good one.
Because you could have fever and that could happen like days later, but then it could turn into like a bunch of rashes and.
Dude, but yeah, you're still fighting off zombies with that shit. You're straight.
Yeah, I mean, man, it's hard to say, man, because at the same time, it's like, do I really want to do this shit? Like, or do I just want to, or would you, like, so say everybody you loved, your friends, your family's is zombied out. Would you just suck it up and go get bit and just join them?
Hell no.
Nah, I'm making it till the end, bro.
That's
what I'm saying. Because what if your conscience is really alive inside of you and we just feel like it's not? Like, what if you're in there somewhere and you know this shit's happening to you? Like, you know, like, that would be crazy.
I got some shit. Based on what we know about each other, out of the four of us in this room.
There's three of us in here, so Juan dies
first. Yeah, three. And Chino. Who has the best chance of survival? I'll let everybody pick their own person. So, Chino, who do you think out of us four lives the longest, I guess?
If it happens right now. Right now.
Right the fuck now.
Bro, I don't know. I think we're all screwed.
You gotta pick one.
I don't know, man.
Pick one, man.
I'm gonna give an edge to me and you only because we have kids. Wait, no, Cole, do you have kids?
I got a daughter.
You don't count, though.
So, Cole's got a daughter. So, I feel like if you're a parent, that's stupid. I was going to say.
I feel like that's a liability, bro.
You said you can swing your kids at the zombie.
The only reason I say that is I think it would be easier to live for somebody else, but maybe not, man. Like, maybe if, man, I don't know. I don't know, man. That's a tough question, man. I'll just.
Well, who do you got?
Who's the youngest?
Yeah. Cole would be the youngest, but.
Cole, what, how old are you?
23.
How old are you, Rudy?
28.
So I might go with Rudy because he's in this. And Juan's like 30, right?
Yeah.
30?
32.
I'm going to take myself out because I feel like you guys are in your prime.
Chino, I'm done. I'm fucking done.
You'd lay down on the wire chair.
Because I have, like, I've had injuries and shit, so I know I ain't 100%.
He's
going to
pull a hammy while he's running. He's like, nah, sorry, guys, I'm out.
We're tripping Chino.
Bro, like, I pull a hammy going for a layup, man. Like, part of my hamstring is in my ACL, so yeah, dude, I probably pull a hammy.
Zombie's going to slam.
If I'm on all, Chino's going to be like, if I'm gonna all out sprint, I'm for sure blowing a tire, dude. Like, it's over and shit. So
go on without.
I'll go with the youth, you know, because they're gonna have to, you know, they're gonna have to do a lot of heavy lifting and running around. So I'll take myself out of it. So I'd say Cole and Rudy probably got a better opportunity to last longer.
All right, Cole, who do you got?
Myself.
It didn't register on the mic. Didn't register.
I don't give a fuck. Five, right now.
Great. Hey.
Miss me with that. It's me, baby.
You better hit a coin right now. Great.
You heard all the coins.
There we go.
Woo!
All right, so Cole got himself. What about you, Juan?
I'm taking me. I'm sacrificing my family, and I'm living on by myself.
You want to say
I'm living my best life.
No, honestly, like, I think I'd be all right. I think I'd be able to come up with something. Like, it's a liability that I have three people to watch out for.
Yeah.
That kind of sucks.
Can't wait to play that little sound clip for his kids.
Because I really feel like I could it really does. No, that does suck. That's the reality of it. Like, in a natural disaster, any kind of disaster, not even like a zombie outbreak, but just any disaster, having three people to have to watch over is like a huge liability for me. And just, you know, if it was just myself, I think I could do a lot. I think I'd be way fucking evil, though.
He's like that commercial when they're like, like,
I'm pretty
football.
Sure I'd start stealing people's supplies and shit. Like, I'd be all fucked up if I was by
myself. Yeah, you know, I feel a similar way. Like, if I'm alone, you know, I think if we're alone, I think since we have families, we're kind of screwed because we're not thinking all the way all out my survival. But I think alone, it's easy to say you because, you know, like, I know for me, like, I'm competitive, dude. So, like, I think that competitiveness to survive would kick in. And okay, I wouldn't.
Chino's going to wait in a bush like, come on, motherfucker.
Like, feelings wouldn't matter and shit. Like, yeah. You could be pleading with me as I'm getting away from you and shit. Yeah. And be like,
I fucking trip you as you're.
He's like, I'm not going to make it easy.
I'm fucking.
Yeah. Like,
I'm doing fucked up shit, bro.
Like, if I jump that wall and shit and you're behind me and, like, and you didn't make it, you just didn't make it.
Like, nah, I just pulled a shame and kicked you off the wall.
Yeah, you're in the past. You're in the past. I live in the future. That's
yeah,
probably,
for
yeah,
sure.
That's what it happened, for sure. For serious.
Right, what about you, Rudy? You haven't answered yet, bro. You living your best life?
Well, I mean, everybody like already picked themselves.
Live like Larry.
And, yeah, I honestly would put money on myself.
I'm living my best life.
But it's because I know I'm quick on my feet. And I'm a strategist, and, yeah, I've been told that I can read situations pretty well, and I can read people pretty good. So I think all that would come in handy.
All right.
I just fuck shit up.
And I can fight better than all y'all, so
I don't need to fight with you. You ain't gonna go hand to hand with no zombies.
No, not zombies.
We're gonna put them in a fucking arm lock. Yeah, right.
Not zombies, but if people came up.
Bro. Yes, ain't no one got time for that MMA shit.
Mom's getting seven punches holding his head still.
Okay? Yeah, right. I'm fucking.
You guys sitting there. You could just be sitting there punching a bunch of shit that's still coming at you and shit.
No, I ain't punching no zombies.
Like, it don't even hurt.
I'd fucking go toe-to-toe with a zombie.
Yeah, I know you're dumbass.
I would. I'd fucking give him the hand. Give him that six piece.
I'm going straight for a kill for a zombie.
I'll tell you what, dude. My Diablo and / Gauntlet stats would fucking go through the roof, man. Like, if I'm in survival mode, like, I'd just be... Like, my strength and dexterity would just be, like, constantly growing and shit. Like, can you imagine? Like, you know when you play games and you level up and something just powerful happens to you and you feel invincible even though it's, like, a 1-point upgrade and shit. But something, like, That'd be crazy. You're just sitting there, you're surviving. I'm pretty sure, like, after a few zombie kills, like, something just happens where you naturally level up.
You're just like, man, you're the zombie slayer now.
Like, I'm fucking Rip Grimes.
Yeah. I think the tricky part about those questions is, like, I think nobody knows. Like, when you think about saving, like, the movie Saving Private Ryan, like, who'd have thought the baddest motherfucker in that movie was Ryan? Was, you know, or not Ryan, was, you know, the Tom Hanks character, the teacher. You know, it's like nobody, it's such a weird situation. Like, who really knows? I think it's something that none of us have had it. You know, we don't know that yet until it actually comes out.
Right.
Shit. So I think that's the exciting and the tricky part about it, all of that. Because it's like, who is going to be that? We just don't even know, man, until you're in the heat of that moment. And shit, like, who'd have thought the math teacher or whatever he was, you know, he wasn't even like this badass dude and shit, but then he ended up being like essentially the best guy, and Vin Diesel dies right away and shit.
That letter.
Bro, Vin Diesel yeah, does not die right away.
That's what
away.
I'm saying. You forget Vin Diesel's even in it and shit. This dude's supposed to be the shit and he gets killed right away, you know. Okay, so like, here's
shit.
Another. So, who has a better opportunity? Say you're a specialist. Who has a better opportunity to live? Like, if you're a specialist, like Navy SEAL, a Marine, just a flat-out sniper, like.
Oh, you mean if
who has
like, in that type of situation?
Say you got those skills, like say you're that dude in your rank or whatever it is that you're good at. You know what guy is the guy, like, you know who's the guy in your guys' opinion or the person like, that would probably, you know, make it work?
I would
or
say a
Navy SEAL.
A Ranger.
Yeah, I was going to go Ranger or SEAL.
A Ranger or SEAL?
Yeah, they're made to get in, get out.
I would just say a Ranger.
Well, how do you feel about, like, overseas, like, other country survivalists? You know, it doesn't have to
like
be,
Spetsnaz?
Like, a U.S. branch.
Oh, then I would do a fucking, yeah, Spetsnaz.
Like MI6, you know what I'm saying? Or...
what is the British Royal? Is it the Royal Army? Some of the Royal Army?
Yeah, unless you're wearing one of those funky-ass hats and shit, dude. Like, you're screwed. Like, those dudes that protect, like, the building or whatever.
Yeah, they
those
just stand there and
like,
shit, can't touch
yeah,
them.
Yeah, they wear, like, those Green Bay Packer pants and shit. Like, those dudes actually are, like... the best of the best, like in Euro, like you don't mess with those dudes and shit.
I'll fuck them up.
But they just look funky as shit. But or you know, like does you know? I don't know, man. It's hard to say because there's some probably some monks out there that's doing some amazing stuff, dude, that we don't see, dude. You know,
dude can breathe fire. I ain't fucking with him.
If I what about this?
Seen a monk breathe fire?
If you get bit, if you guys get bit, do you take yourself out or do you let it run its course?
Cutting it right off.
You're gonna cut it off.
Whatever part.
Take your chance to see if it doesn't spread, or.
I guess that's what he's going for. Like you're getting sick, is what I'm saying. Like you're bit, you're getting sick. What do you do?
Oh, I'm taking out as many people as I can. Not people, but like.
He said, "Fuck
enemies.
People."
Yeah, because that could be crazy though. Because what if you get bit in your butt cheek? Are you supposed to cut off your ass and shit? You know,
you
gotta
take a chunk out.
Slices of your butt cheek.
You know, you can cut your arm off or whatever, it'd be good, but how you gonna just sit there and just cut off your old butt and shit?
Not bit the ass.
Something bit me.
Yeah, like, you know, it's not like we're gonna just get bit in the most, you know, like,
yeah.
It's not like we get to pick where we get bit. And then obviously you get bit, you know, for guys in that spot.
In the dick.
Like, yeah, dude, it's
zombie,
sucking the poison out. All
right, how'd you get bit there, Gino? How's that happen?
It takes your pants off.
Oh, I was peeing and freaking tarmac out of nowhere. it just popped out the toilet bowl and shit.
I think I'm blowing myself up. Like, remember on Dawn of the Dead, the remake, the dude blows himself up with a propane tank? I think I'm going that route. I'm blowing some shit up.
Yeah, Juan's like, fucking lighting himself on fire and throwing himself on fireworks.
Yeah, that's what
He's
I'm doing.
Yeah.
Told me this.
So, Juan, you can't really bet on yourself for surviving because you're all about that glorious suicide.
Hello, Akbar.
I don't know. I'm just going to go ahead and
too soon.
To me.
Too soon. We're not even done with that war yet.
Right. You know what I would do? If I was bit,
what's
I would
up?
Find like the most populated area and hide under somebody's bed.
What?
Until I turned. fuck everybody
just
out.
Just gonna create a whole new zombie outbreak. I want to start an outbreak here.
Super populated. Let's go.
Like that one sick kid from The Walking Dead when they at the prison.
Who it is? You're an asshole.
You just said that you had to wipe out whoever was that, just because you got bit.
Picking everybody out.
Hating
like you.
Ass.
No, just
yeah, you know,
up,
you could be bitter. You
I'm
could
going,
just be
man,
bitter about it,
down
you know,
with me.
And be like, man, it's whack. You know, I saved all these dudes just to get bit. Like,
this how it is for me?
Yeah. It's like, you know, and it's funny, too, because when you watch movies, even like fucking freaking vampire movies, every movie that gives you something, man, there's always that dude that don't say nothing and just messes it up for everybody and shit. So it's just
yeah,
like,
there really is. That's cool.
Like, yeah, like, even like Blade 2, dude gets bit by a vampire or whatever that thing was or whatever. And
yeah,
he just ones? Like, just. Yeah, he just wants to act like he got a scratch. Like, man, you know damn well you know what that
I
is.
I know, his
dude.
Girl's
like,
all rubbing his shoulder and shit, and he's like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah, no, you're not.
He has some cool-ass tattoos, though.
Yeah.
He was a punk.
All right, so it's getting a little late, so I want to move away from the hypotheticals real quick, because hypotheticals right. you can go all day, all night with, all night long.
For sure.
But, I already asked the guys, but I'm curious, what is your favorite zombie movie?
Mine? Honestly, dude, I have a very sweet spot for Return of the Living Dead, man. That was...
For Return?
Return of the Living Dead, dude.
Damn,
that was my...
That.
Dude, that's like... That's my... I don't know, man. Me and my brother, we just... It was just that thing, dude. And when we first saw it, dude, we were probably like, I don't even know, dude, like middle school or something, or before middle. I mean, like we watched it over and over again. It was my brother's favorite movie for a long time. So I mean, like we would rewind it. I mean, it got to the point where it was comical for us. Like that was like blood in, blood out for horror for us. We just all the one-liners. I mean, like, dude, it was just that was my shit, dude. Like with the tar man, we used to like rewind the part where the dude hit his head, like we hit his head off with the bat. like we used to rewind that in slow motion because it was so funny. Because if you watched it closely, like his head, the head hit somebody. Like, and I'm pretty sure that wasn't like scripted. And you know, we would, you know, the black dude who played Joanna Man, like, it was just funny, like, when they left him alone. Like, you guys, have you guys watched that
yeah,
movie?
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
Have you seen it? Do you know it pretty well, or?
It's been a like, minute since I've seen it. Last yeah, time I've seen it, it's been, like, 15 years ago or so. I just remember those punkers and the way it starts with that barrel and the acid rain or whatever else.
Yeah, dude, like, the song, like... You know, when the dude is, like, in the East. I don't know, man. Like, I remember so many lines. Like, I could just spit them out right now, dude. And, like, it's, like, when the black dude was, everybody left him. And he's, like, where the fuck you going, stupid fuckers? Like, shit like that. Like, it's just stupid funny to me, dude. And,
I'm not going to lie. George Romero, he had a lot of kills that were pretty comical. Like, even on Dawn of the Dead. On that rooftop where they're trying to get out with the helicopter, and then
oh, that dude
zombie stands up and he gets his head chopped. Like, I don't know, to me that was kind of funny. Like, it just looked comical.
What was your guys's?
So Juan picked Dawn of the Dead, the original.
Yeah, the original one.
Cole went with what did you go with, Cole?
I Am Legend or 28 Weeks.
Oh yeah. And then
ooh,
I
those
picked,
are good.
Yeah, and then I picked Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, you can't go wrong with any of them.
No, you really can't.
Is there any movies in your opinion that are like sleepers, like where it's like I thought 28 Weeks Later was way better than it was getting credit for.
Oh, it's great. I thought they were gonna make it months later.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for.
Like there's always that one where you're just like, wow. Ooh, like,
I got
this
one.
Was...
The What's Crazies.
Up? Oh yeah, the Crazes was cool. That was an infected outbreak type.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Really?
Oh, that one's
they get like
freaky.
Infected with it was kind of like rage almost, or like rabies. It was a type of rabies that like kind of fucked them up.
Yeah, and strange enough that the Crazies was pretty much the blueprint for a zombie, because that was George A. Romero's first film.
All right. Yeah.
And then
maybe
that
I
progressed into.
I don't know. I don't think I've seen it, dude. Or I have to check out some clips and see if I remember seeing it.
Yeah, there's a remake of it, which has Timothy Oppolite star in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really good. But yeah, if you haven't watched it, I highly suggest it.
Wait,
I think
there's an original of the Crazies?
Yeah, George J. Romero directed it.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Yeah, neither have I. But yeah, I love the remake.
Did you guys know that George A. Romero didn't like the term zombie? Like when he originally made Left for Dead, but Night of the Living Dead, he referred to the things as ghouls. Ghouls.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, and then it became.
Like, yeah, I mean, think about Michael Jackson's Thriller. You know, they weren't calling them zombies; they were calling them ghouls.
Oh yeah, they were.
That's Castlevania. I think before they started saying zombies, I think in the first ones they were saying ghouls and shit. But zombie sounds so much better,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it's way cool.
Like, I wonder where that name came from. I wonder who made up zombie. Like, I wonder what that.
Well, zombie originated from in Africa, in voodoo. They would use a drug, and it would like hypnotize people and make them into like zombies. They'd be like almost brain dead.
Yeah, like mindless.
Yeah, and that kind of got coined into the ghouls thing. That's where the originals.
What was all right,
that sounds.
What's that?
There's a movie based about that.
The Serpent in the Rainbow.
Serpent in the Rainbow. Yep. But yeah,
damn,
they
dude,
tell
that
the story of all that.
Hell yeah, dude! I've never even heard of that. That sounds wicked.
it's all right. It's pretty old, but it's good.
They say it's really scary, but it's really not.
Is there any movies that you guys enjoyed that were? Because it seems like there's a lot of zombie-like things nowadays. Like, you know, freaking Game of Thrones, dude. Like, they're freaking they're basically zombies in the winter, and shit,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
zombies with icicles on.
Yeah, and there's quite a few things like that that are sent to you know, like. Like, you know, we're talking about Blade 2. Like, I mean, what was that, a vampire zombie technically or something? Like,
yeah.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, is there any movies that you guys enjoy that are necessarily not the, you know, the status quo, but it was, you know, it definitely was pretty good.
I Am Legend would be one of them.
Yeah. Definitely. What about, what's that one movie? Maybe it is 28 Weeks Later. Is that the one where they're like almost in that apartment building? They're just kind of stuck in there?
Oh, you're talking about Quarantine.
Quarantine, that's the one I was thinking. I was like, the dude who played, the guy who played...
Diablo?
He was in everything. Like, he was in, what's the one? Because I get my movies mixed up. What's the one where, was Quarantine the one where that dude was passed out? Where he was all knocked out and shit? The guy who played Scarecrow in Batman?
Oh, no, that's 28 Days Later.
That's 28 Days Later, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm getting all my shit mixed up right now.
Yeah, Quarantine was where they like there was an outbreak inside this apartment building, and it was shot in like a first person type deal. Yeah, and then like that one chick from White Chicks,
The Exorcist.
She was in it, and she's like the main character, and she's going to like see her boyfriend, something, right?
I feel like I'm like visualizing different clips from different movies.
He said all these movies together.
Hey, yeah, right. Hey, are you guys gonna see Overlord when it comes out?
Oh yeah, I can't wait.
Dude, this
for
shit
sure.
Looks
November 9th.
Yeah, dude, I'm all about that. Like, I don't know. Something tells me it's not gonna be like. It's just gonna be like a fun ass kicking movie.
Oh yeah, I think like, so too.
Like, just something tells me there's gonna be something hype about it and shit. Well. But yeah, dude. So you guys got any more questions, or you guys?
There was one more that I wanted to end off with, and I was gonna segue to it when you brought up Castlevania, but then kept going. What is your favorite zombie video game?
Ooh, I was thinking that.
This actually threw me off too, because nobody, well, I kind of figured that nobody was going to, but I was thinking maybe Cole may have thrown it in there when he said that he didn't really watch too many zombie movies. But I thought maybe you were going to throw in some Resident Evil or something.
I would say Resident Evil is probably the best zombie movie or game franchise ever. You know, I'm not a huge fan. I wasn't a huge fan of, like, Left 4 Dead.
Fuck you.
I just wasn't. I mean, like, I liked playing it. Don't get me wrong. But I don't know. I like a story to my games.
Thanks for calling. All
right. It's true, man. I mean, it's cool. It was fun to play, but I mean, if I want, like,
you don't need a story in a zombie apocalypse. Yeah, zombies are trying to kill you. You and your friends gotta fuck them up.
No, I know it's cool, but I mean, I don't know, man.
Well, give me your favorite Resident Evil game. How about that?
Yeah, you can't pick a whole series, okay?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Right, too.
I mean, you're never gonna go wrong with the first one, obviously. I think.
First one?
What are you buying, stranger?
The first one just had everything to it. I definitely, I didn't mind Code Veronica, and I also didn't mind it was like, they made two parts of it. It was like the Case Files kind of and shit.
You like that obscure fucking off the wall, straight to DVD game.
Mobile.
I don't know. What was your guys' favorite? I'd say the first one and the second one were good, but I'd say the first one. Oh, you know what? You want to know what's one of my favorite horror games of all time, though, dude? Like, no, Diz Out is probably my favorite. Is Splatterhouse.
Ooh, Splatterhouse was that shit, dude. Yeah. That Jason mask on.
I'm shocked that they haven't made a Splatterhouse movie yet.
I know they were making.
I know,
the game.
Dude. It had all the elements of like a good cheesy horror movie. Like,
oh yeah.
You know, save the girl. Put on this mask. Put on this talking mask and shit and go to work. But, yeah, dude. No, I think Resident Evil. Because I remember just watching my brother play. My brother played a lot, and I would watch him play the Resident Evils because I hated the controls, like the control scheme. So, like, I felt like that one was just, God, it was suspenseful in its own right. But, yeah, you know, I liked it. I thought it gave me the most, like, ooh. What about you guys? What's your favorite Resident Evil?
Resident Evil 2 was my favorite.
All right.
I had to go with 4.
4? Yeah, dude. 4 is probably the best one that they made for GameCube.
Yeah, that's
what we had.
GameCube version?
Yeah, the GameCube.
Yeah, there was just something about that GameCube version when it came out. It was just different. What about you, Cole? Did you play Resident Evil games or no?
No, I didn't play them.
He wasn't allowed, bro. He didn't play a lot of shit, bro.
Cole was scared of a lot of
shit. No, he can't play like, dude.
Oh, no, Cole, you have a favorite zombie game.
Well, I have a favorite zombie game.
Oh, not Resident Evil.
Yeah,
what about that? What about just...
My favorite zombie game?
Doom 1.
Probably the Undead Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, for real? Damn,
I didn't even think about that, dude. That's a good one.
No, I like this... that there was a story, but those zombies in that game, like, for some, like, I mean, I get scared easily, but I hated going into big towns and like, oh fuck, like, I gotta clear this shit out and I only have this amount of ammo. That's great, you know. And then you're fucking, you know, you run out of ammo and then you're running through all the buildings trying to find more ammo. None.
No,
did you guys like Dead Rising? Are you guys fans of Dead Rising?
I was. It was a lot of fun.
Was it on 4 now, right?
I wasn't.
The
like,
first
I liked
one was cool.
It, but it was, yeah, I think it was different, but after a while, it's just kind of like.
Yeah, repetitive, you know, fucking fashions.
Because you know what you got to do, and it takes forever.
Yeah, there's just this. It wasn't enough, like, I guess it wasn't sad or rewarding enough for all the shit that you had to go through. You know what I mean? It's kind of old.
Yeah. Like, I felt like it was, if you're willing to put the work in and
fuck
to make that cool shit. But it's like, dude, just give me the shit so I can start tearing stuff up.
Give me the
like,
Mega Man arm already. I don't want to fucking find that shit. I want to be Mega Man already. My favorite zombie game was Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead?
Left 4 Dead, dog. Just that shit.
Yeah.
I agree. I think there was something amazing about co-oping through hordes.
That was my shit.
I like the story was simplistic enough. It was just evac is here. You got to make it here by then, or you're done.
Like, yeah, bruh.
That was awesome.
Yeah. You know,
I
really
the verses,
like,
though.
You know, what I really loved too is when I was my Dreamcast is I was all about House of the Dead as well, man. Like
at arcade
like,
games,
I would play the shit out of it on the Dreamcast, dude. Like just me and my. I think that's what Left 4 Dead does for a lot of people too. Like it's all about who you're playing with. I think like.
Oh yeah, big
if you
time.
Got the if you got the four guys, it's like I've always had fun with Left 4 Dead. I had mixed feelings about Left 4 Dead, so I'm playing with like four guys, three other people. It's awesome, dude. But when I'm just like somebody else or
by yourself,
you know, I died a lot because I just get impatient. I just want to go out there and like tear it up. And you know, I would just something always killed my ass pretty quick. So
there was a game for fucking Dreamcast that was the shit, but
about
I don't
the
remember.
Partners?
Huh?
The Partners?
Yeah, that was a cool
can't
zombie
what
game.
That game is either.
Also, Dead Island was pretty cool.
Yeah, Dead Island's pretty cool.
Dying
Dead
Light.
Was
you know
pretty
what?
Fun.
I'm gonna go first before y'all just list off every zombie game in existence for some odd reason because y'all do that all the time.
I don't know, bro.
Y'all just start listing shit for no reason. All right, so I agree with Juan. I love Left 4 Dead, but since he already picked that one, there's actually two that I'm stuck on that I can't really choose out of. So one, and this is one of my top five favorite video games ever, which is
Zombies Ain't My Neighbors.
Oh no!
Think about that.
Yeah, no, that's I was saving that one for the next one, but thanks a lot, fuck boy.
No, I just wanted. All right, go ahead, Mom. I'm not gonna say nothing.
Uh-huh. Well, you already ruined it. So.
Is for real? Is that what you're gonna say?
Huh?
You were gonna say that for real?
Well, that's of course one of them.
Okay.
No, The Last of Us.
Oh.
The Last
I didn't
of
play
Us.
It.
Oh, yeah.
That is legit.
Damn,
like,
how the hell did we skip on? That's probably the GOAT.
Yeah, that's like, probably top five favorite video games ever. Like, the storyline, the gameplay, everything. That game is just
oh my God.
A masterpiece.
Gut-wrencher, really you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
your
and,
emotions
yeah, it's
would
creepy.
Get off.
Wait, what's that?
Dude, The Last of Us is, like, one of the greatest games ever, period,
oh, yeah.
And shit. Like, oh, wow, that just totally, like, yeah, dude. I didn't even
but yeah,
didn't even cross
then,
my mind, bro.
Another one on top of that was tied was Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Yeah, Zombies Ate My Neighbors was to me that was just a fun game. That wasn't more like, you know, is it? You know, my top one is Plants vs. Zombies.
Wait, mobile or Xbox Part. Edition?
Yeah, no,
see, Xbox.
With Zombies Ate My Neighbors, I just like you said, it was just a lot of fun, and it's. Probably one of, to me, it's one of the best, like, couch co-op games ever to be made. And the soundtrack is just gold.
I don't like fucking playing with people, to be honest. I'd rather play by myself. People
oh, hog
my Zombies Ain't My Neighbors was a really well-done game, though, for time, though.
I want all my shit.
Yeah, Juan's just a little loot whore, dude.
Punk
little loot
bitch.
Goblin. He just grabs everything.
I don't even use it. I just like holding it.
This dude used to grab every single fucking potion and he would not use it. I'm going to save it.
Five potions on
like,
me.
Dude, you
hell
have
yeah.
all the health kits. You have all the potions. I'm dying. Fucking use something.
Oh, man. You take the hits while I advance.
This dude, do not play that or Gauntlet with this motherfucker. This dude is so stingy.
Like
the gauntlet, you're like that dude always grabbing shit when you don't need it as
yeah.
much.
That
like get
the
that extra health.
Give
me all that shit.
Like that one. Why haven't they made another gauntlet? Like, I love those games, dude.
Yeah, I'm
like,
waiting for one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the last one I had a blast with, and that was like Xbox and shit. Just regular Xbox.
We used
like,
to
it was
play
so
it on
much...
GameCube.
Gauntlet Legends.
Oh, dude, I love me some Gauntlet Legends, dude. I like four-player hack and slash games like that. It's
like
they don't do that anymore. Besides Diablo, but Diablo got really boring to me, man.
That was
like,
that
especially...
gay game. Yeah.
That what?
I'm gay.
I don't like Diablo.
You don't like Diablo?
No, hell no.
I liked
tight,
it,
dude.
But yeah,
I
it was very much like the slutty girl in school where, like, you didn't really want to play it, but you just had to sometimes?
It just sucks you in. But the thing is with Diablo, oh, yes, like, I had a really good time playing it, like, on normal. And then I played it at its hardest. I forgot how it is. Like, there's, like, this hard level, but its hard level goes in, like, levels. Like, its hardest level slash level or whatever. And I think it's, like, Demonic 11 or some bullshit. But anyway, like, you would get so strong, dude, that everything would take forever. Like, the hordes would just be coming, and if you, like, leveled up, like, your wizard, like, all the way, you would just be sitting. I used to fall asleep. I would fall asleep, dude, like, playing it, because, like, the hordes just kept coming, and I was dominating, dude, because, like, all my stuff would just, you know, like, level up. You know, it would just constantly reload. And I'd just be sitting there, just button hitting, just bop, 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 bop. But the hordes would take so long, and I would just start dozing off, dude. I'd be like, man. Like, this ain't even that funny. This ain't even fun and shit. But, hell no. All right, well, all right, yeah, guys. Brother, well, you know,
we're about to head out too.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say, probably go. Yeah, dude. I gotta get some sleep and shit.
All right, brother. Well,
thanks for talking. Thanks for the call, man. It was fun. I know when you hit me up, I was just laying down. Yeah, Cole, keep running, man. You're doing good, man.
Hey, bro. I'm in it.
Are you going to do a run soon or something?
I don't know, man. I don't know that that 3 minutes and 20 – or, 3 miles and 20 minutes.
That's an all-out sprint, dude.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, like, yeah, we'll see.
It's probably looking like a crazy dude. What were you doing on a treadmill or what?
What?
Did you do it on a treadmill?
I did on elliptical for my knee.
So what did you what was it at? Like, what was your speed at? Like, at an 8 or a 9 and shit?
Yeah, it's like, I usually, every week my speed goes up. So, like, this week I'm kind of in the range of, like, averaging 9 to 9.5 the whole time.
Nice, dude. Damn, dude, you're probably sounding all fucking funky out there at the gym just because you get, you know, like, that elliptical just. Wait, are you talking about elliptical or a treadmill?
Elliptical.
Oh, okay. So I thought you were running, like, on a treadmill. I'm like, dude, 20 minutes? That's a, like, that's fast, dude. Like, I could picture, man, like, the treadmill just making all that noise, dude, while you're running. Just boom, 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 boom. Like somebody's looking at you at the gym like, damn, this dude is getting it. But no, that's good, too, though, on elliptical, man. I've seen people go nuts on ellipticals, man.
You go ham on that shit, bro.
Dude, I've seen a couple people go ham on elliptical, dude. They just got puddles, like, underneath them and
shit.
That's
what I like, bro.
Like, yeah, no, dude, that's good, though, man. That's good, man. Keep that shit up, man. So
we'll do, bro.
But all right, guys, man. Y'all have a good night, man. So,
all right, you too,
thanks,
man.
Thanks for the conversation. Later. All right, fellas. Y'all take care, man.
All right see ya.
1 a.m., y'all.
Oh,
sucks. Sakes.
We're going to close it up. Yeah, that went a little bit longer than I'm pretty sure any of us thought it was going to. But yeah, it's always good to catch up with Chino.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Before we sign off, though, just want to give another little shout out to Ripped Apparel. And again, if you're a fan of nerdy t-shirts, pop culture t-shirts, head over to Ripped Apparel. They have a lot of really cool designs pretty much for anyone, can something that they enjoy. And the price point's pretty solid. Most shirts are $13. If you want a premium cut shirt, it's $13 and $15. So if you're interested in purchasing a shirt over there, make sure to use the coupon code Not Your Average Nerds at checkout, and you'll get 10% off full order.
Give me free stuff.
So again, that's Ripped Apparel with coupon code Not Your Average Nerds for 10% off. Other than that, yeah, I think it's time to go night night.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, fuck.
All right,
that's
well,
hot and horny.
That's gonna be me.
Thanks for listening, and yeah, for those of you that what was I gonna? I'm watching you like look at everything. I don't know. Yeah, hope you all appreciate it. Like I said, it took us a couple hours just fidgeting with stuff, and
hell yeah,
still toughed it out for you though. So. Hope you all enjoyed the episode.
Better have.
Talk to you all next week.
All right. See you guys.
Cheers.
Later.